This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKee. Mourners converged in Minneapolis, Minnesota Thursday to memorialize George Floyd, whose death at the hands of a police officer has sparked international protest on racial justice. Hollywood celebrities, civil rights leaders, musicians, and politicians gathered in front of the golden casket of Floyd Thursday for the first in a series of memorials for the man who was anonymous in life but sparked global protests for justice in his death. During the eulogy, the Reverend Al Sharpton said that Floyd should not be among the deceased but had been victimized by an unjust treatment of African Americans. The 46-year-old Floyd died May 25th after a white police officer, Derek Chauvin, put his knee on Floyd's neck for several minutes as he lay handcuffed on the pavement. Chauvin has been charged with second-degree murder. He and three other officers could get up to 40 years in prison. As protesters descended on Capitol Hill, lawmakers worked on what could become one of the most ambitious efforts in years to oversee how law enforcement works. Both the U.S. Senate and House are expected to include proposed changes to police accountability laws and training requirements addressing the loss of trust between police departments and communities they serve. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she'll leave it to the Congressional Black Caucus to give details. Defense attorneys say two of three Minneapolis police officers charged with aiding and abetting in the death of George Floyd were rookies, barely off probation when a more senior white officer ignored the black man's cries for help and pressed the knee to his neck. The attorney, Earl Gray, says former officer Thomas Lane had no choice but to follow instructions of Derek Chauvin, who has since been charged with second-degree murder in Floyd's May 25th death. Gray calls the case against his client extremely weak. A judge Thursday set bail for $750,000 for the three officers. This is VOA.